Harvey Weinstein woke up this morning in the prison ward at Bellevue instead of Rikers Island after his conviction on two of the sex crimes yesterday. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond following the story from Manhattan's East Side. Well, we'll check back. We'll have a report from Marla Diamond coming up on that.
Meantime, to Bergen County, where a doctor with an ever-ready prescription pad is facing years in prison. He's admitted to dishing out pills and fueling the opioid crisis. More from Sean Adams.
He sold his ethics, his medical license, and his moral compass, says one FBI official. Dr. Robert Deligente, 45, from Oakland, fancied himself the Candyman, the El Chapo of opioids. He admitted in federal court he furnished patients with prescriptions for heavy-duty opioid pain pills and muscle relaxers without ever seeing them or checking on them. Patients could request their drugs by text and even dictate the strength and dosage. The doctor also admitted falsifying records to cover his tracks. The feds say in one instance when a patient couldn't pick up a prescription in time, the doctor replied he'll have to wait to get his oral heroin. In Oakland, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 80.
Now back to the Harvey Weinstein story and his stint at Bellevue Hospital. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond.
Soon after Harvey Weinstein was helped out of his chair by court officers and handcuffed, he complained of chest pain and shortness of breath. He was brought to the prison ward here at Bellevue for observation. The verdict was a surprise, says defense attorney Arthur Idala.
This was not an overwhelming case, evidence-wise, and everyone says, well, you know, what was Harvey's reaction? He was in shock.
More than 80 women have accused Weinstein of harassment and abuse dating back to the early 90s. One of them is actress Mira Sorvino, who had a very different reaction to the verdict.
Just burst into tears, sobbing tears, because I wasn't expecting it.
Weinstein was acquitted of the most serious charges of predatory sexual assault and rape in the first degree. But he was found guilty of rape in the third degree and criminal sexual acts in the first degree, which carries a maximum 25-year jail sentence. At Bellevue, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.